It's a schlissen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Naso, in America, they're starting Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point, to bring into your lives in a very real way. Obviously, as we all know, that Shavuos is approaching us, getting closer and closer, and we'll have a question about Shavuos. So the Medrash Rabba tells us the following. The Medrash Rabba found right in the beginning, it says that when Klal Yisrael got to the Midbar, they got to the Midbar with Eish, with fire, Mayim, with water, and Midbar. And the obvious question is, why these three things? A lot of things happen in the Midbar. What does it represent? Obviously, they had the Be'er, they had the well, and they had the Anoni HaKavod, which was like Eish. They had that walking little air conditioner with you in the heat and the air conditioner. But why specifically Eish, Mayim, and Midbar? Question one. Question two, Parshas Naso for Eretz Yisrael. We know, again, we're talking about the lineage and the different things going on. As we spoke about last week, we spoke about Bamidbar, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and He counts us because He loves us so much. But right in Parshas Naso, a lot of interesting things. And we learn about the Sota. And then the Torah tells us that we have the Nazir. And found in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, it says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem isho isho kiafli lindor neder nazir lazir l'Hashem. Right, one of the, it's interesting, one of the first questions that Rav Schechter asks on a smicha b'china in YU is, can a woman be a nazir, nizira? Yes, that's the answer, right? When you guys want to do smicha in YU, you'll get it right. That a woman is allowed to be a nizira right from this pasuk. But Rashi brings down, from the Gemara, what's the correlation, what's the connection between a sota and a nazir? Lama nismacha parsha nazir le parsha sota. Lomar lecha shekol haroe sota bekilkulo yazir atzmo menana yayin. Whoever sees a sota when she's doing very inappropriate things, so then a person will become a nazir. What's that? What is that? So he saw a sota and therefore he's going to become a nazir. Is there a deeper meaning to this? And question three, Chag HaShavuos coming up so soon. And we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Daf Peites, talks about Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. And we know that Kof Aleihem Har Kegigis, we spoke about this Purim time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a mountain and He put it over them and He said, if you don't accept the Torah, I'm going to kill you. They asked Tosfos right on the top of the Daf, they don't get it. The Torah tells us that we all know in Shemos, Perech of Dalet Pasuk Zayin, right at the end of Mishpatim, Nasev in Nishma. So, which one is it? Is it Nasev in Nishma, or is it, were they forced? And we'll call it 3B. My father, this week, there was a big simcha in my family. My father, at the age of 70, just received smicha. Unbelievable. He's retired. Baruch Hashem, he's been learning Daf Yomi and Steigen away his whole life. But he decided, you know, he's retired. He worked for IBM for years, one of the creators of Watson. Right? As my mother told the story of my grandmother, that she was so blown away. Watson, the talking computer that played on Jeopardy, he was very involved in that. But my father decided he's going to take upon himself to get smicha, and the whole family came in. My sister and my brother-in-law, right, Tova and Daniel Schaefer, give him a shout-out. They came in with their children, and it was such a beautiful simcha. And he spoke about the next question. He said that when you look in the Torah, it's very interesting, when we talk about Shavuos, there are three names to Shavuos. There is Chag HaKasir, there is Yom HaBikurim, and there is Atzeres. But we all know that Shavuos represents Zman Matan Torah Seinu. However, it's not that topic. That idea is not found in the Torah. So the obvious question is, why is that theme not in the Torah? So let's just review, make sure we have it in our back pocket. A couple questions. First question is, Klal Yisrael got the Torah with Eish, with fire, with Mayim, with water, and Midbar. What is that? What's that meaning? Parshas Naso. We know that the Nazir saw the Sota, and therefore that's why he started abstaining from wine. And also Shavuos, were they forced, were they not forced? And lastly, why is the name Zman Matan Torah Seinu not there. So what's the Yesod? Again, as we always say, the Yesod is how to connect to Hashem. We have so many challenges in life, so many things thrown at us. We get busy, but how can we bring Hashem into our lives? I'll tell you a story. Everyone loves stories, right? As Reb Nachman said, that the goyim go to sleep to stories, and we wake up and we hear stories. I remember many, many years ago, I had a couple children at the time, and I actually remember telling this story at my niece's bat mitzvah, Zahava Stern, who was just in seminary this year. Give her a shout out, right? So I told the story at her bat mitzvah. She had a bat mitzvah in Rechavia near my parents' apartment in Shari Chesed. And here's the following story. I was taking a couple of the kids to the supermarket. And obviously, when you take your children to the supermarket, the most important thing is that you don't lose your kids. Because if you come home and your wife says, "Very nice, you got me the groceries," or "You got me whatever you got," still, where are the kids? So if you lose the kids, obviously you don't want to lose any kids, right? But at the same time, if your wife says, "Where are the kids?" you're going to be in trouble. So, but I decided I was going to take them to the supermarket. And there's a rule when you take kids, kind of prep you guys up for when you have your kids, you know, Blian Hur, it'll be Gavaldik. And when you take your kids to the supermarket, you have to realize that the minute you go past an aisle that they want something, they might want it. So you got to make a split decision what you're going to do. If you're going to decide to go and give it to them, give it to them. But if you're going to decide not to give it to them, so then you got to be ready for the fit. Because if you don't want to give in to them, and then they throw themselves on the floor, and they're going crazy, and it's embarrassing in the store. So once they're starting to like go crazy about it, if you give in to them, they're going to realize that you could cry and get whatever you want in life. So you got to be careful. And obviously, I don't know if they have it nowadays, there's no Waze in the supermarket. I don't know if they have Waze in the supermarket. They should, right? There was no Waze. And I'm going down with a couple of my kids. And then I turn to the candy section by mistake. And then I try to veer left with my supermarket, with my cart. But my kids saw it. My kids saw it. And again, you know, kind of hara, I have six girls and two younger boys. But it was when I had girls, just girls. And a long time ago, my kids are probably going to say the story is not true, because I make up stories, but it is true. And so basically, nice to laugh. So then basically, I'm turning in and the kid sees the candy. And I'm like, and all of a sudden the fit starts. And I'm like, but I'm holding stark, that I'm not giving into it. I'm going to be the tough one. Oh, the fit, they're throwing themselves on the floor and it's crazy. And then I did persevere after 4 hours. No, not 4 hours, right? But I did persevere at the end because I couldn't give in and it was not fun. However, we see a big yesod here. Because what's the yesod? Is that, you know, you have a 2-year-old, you have a 3-year-old, and they want something, and they want something so badly. Right? Right? They say terrific twos, terrific threes, but they want something so badly, they're not going to stop until they get it. They're going to throw themselves on the floor and they're going to do whatever they can to get it. And that's life. If a person does not give up and he says, "I'm going to throw myself on the floor." Again, other times they definitely got it, don't worry, right? But I'm going to throw myself on the floor. I'm going to put in that desire to get what I need to get. Nothing will stop you. You know, Thomas Edison, right? Thomas Edison, Edison, New Jersey. Shout out to Benjamin Davis, right? A little Edison, Highland Park. That Thomas Edison, you know, if you ask how many times it took him to invent the light bulb, okay, you know, some strong-willed people, after 5, after 6 times, they keep on trying. Okay, maybe a really strong-willed person, after 20 times, they'll give up. But no, hundreds and hundreds of material, it took him to create that light bulb. But he did not give up. What's Ish? Ish represents the idea of confidence. It represents that I'm going to just keep on going. I'm going to fight. I'm going to build myself. You know, you guys just, we're towards the end of the year, it's crazy. It flies by. Again, there's points that it doesn't, not flying by. But Ish represents that I have confidence. I'm going to take on challenges. I might fall a little, but I'm going to pick myself up. I have that confidence that I'm going to be able to accomplish whatever I want. And that's what Ish represents. But Mayim, Mayim represents shiftless. Mayim represents humility. That although a person could do whatever they want and they could accomplish whatever they want as long as they set their mind to it, They have to realize that who's making you successful at the end of the day. Because you can have the guy, the same GPA, the same college, the same exact thing, the same stats. And guess what? One becomes matzliach. What does hatzlacha mean? Obviously, in the world, it means money and doing well, but it's not even just money because you have a lot of people who have a lot of money and they're not happy. Success means a connection with Hashem, obviously with parnasa, but it means besimcha. Sometimes we forget. We come to a yontif and we forget the main idea. There's an idea of simcha. There's an idea that I need to be so proud that I'm part of this Jewish nation, that I'm meaning in my life. You know, people are just looking for meaning. They're just looking for a purpose in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all put us in this world for a purpose. So a person takes a step back and he realizes, although I'm going to accomplish, and although Hashem's going to give me the gift of whatever I want to do, you take a step back and you say Mayim. You say Shiflus HaAdam. And I'm going to show that it's really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you know, if you look in all in Sefer Bamidbar, these two, I heard from Rav Asher Weiss, I heard one of my Rebbeim, Rav Sachs, Rav Shiva Landers, used to always quote this Medrash, that if you look in all Bamidbar, you have the Meraglim. The Meraglim, Hashem says, go into Eretz Yisrael. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even go. The greatest leader that ever lived couldn't be here. Right? And go into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to be with you. And they were supposed to use their element of Eish, confidence. And what did they use? Their element of Mayim. They mixed it up. And by Korach, he was supposed to use humility. Aaron's a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. And Korach used his power of Eish, so you have to know when to use it. Obviously, it's a challenge. But if a person tells himself that I'm going to go for it, the only thing that's preventing you from growth is yourself. If a person says, I could do it, but obviously it's with the help of Hashem. What is Parshas Noso? Why is it? Why is it right after the Sota, a person becomes a Nazir? And again, it's a machlokas in the Gemara of Nazir, a machlokas we've shown him, of what is a Nazir, is it a good thing, is it a bad thing, should we abstain from things? Put that aside though, there's a beautiful idea Rashi is trying to point out, is that the Nazir sees the Sota, and he sees that something's wrong. And people obviously could see when things are wrong, or things are off. But although things are off, he decides, listen, I'm not going to just see it, I'm going to go and take action. I'm going to go and take action, and I'm going to abstain from the bad. I see what could happen. And you know, we live in a world that, Baruch Hashem, there's so much good. We have religious autonomy. We're able to do what we want. You know, 80, 90 years ago, they weren't able to do what they want. But we are able to do what we want. We're able to be the best we could be. But at the same time, we have that religious autonomy. We have to realize, wow, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. But there is also things that bring us down. Like anything in life, right? Technology is so amazing. You could click on YU Torah. Shout out. Let's, you know, click on me, YU Torah. No, but there's YU Torah. There's Torah. And there's so much amazing shiurim. Hundreds of thousands of people are doing Daf Yomi. But at the same time, as we all know, or your friends know, not you, that there's a lot of bad stuff. You got to get those filters. There's a lot of bad stuff because there's always going to be good and bad. If it was so clear, so good, then everyone would do it. So there's always going to be good and bad presented in front of you. And Hashem says, you have to make that choice. And this person saw the bad, and he took action. He said, you know what? I'm going to abstain from bad things. I'm going to protect myself. That's the idea, that you take your element of Eish, you take this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instilled with us the confidence that we can do what we want, and we're going to do action, and more ma'at vaseh harbeh. I'm going to speak a little, and I'm just going to go. You know, they say that who's a big person? Who's a small person? A small person only talks about people. A mediocre person, he talks about things. And a great person thinks about ideas and how to implement them, how to make the world a better world. That's what we're about. And how do we make a better world? Obviously, whatever invention we want to do, but also by bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Why? Why is Zeman Matan Torah saying, why is that not in the Torah, that name? So my father quoted a beautiful Akedah Yitzchak, one of the great Achronim, and he says, you know why? You know why it's not there? Because the whole prerequisite of Hashem is the Torah. It doesn't need to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Torah is our DNA. Tefillah is our DNA. If you don't want to accept that, okay, you're Jewish, but you're not accepting the fundamentals of Judaism. It's beautiful. You know, when Yaakov comes and he's trying to go get the brachos from Yitzchak, it says, HaKol Kol Yaakov Adayin Yidei Esav. So it's very fascinating. The Vilna Gaon says that there's two kols. One is with the Vav and one is without a Vav. Says the Heluga. Says the Heluga Vilna Gaon, like we're saying now. Kol with the Vav represents confidence. Kol is the Torah. When a person takes upon himself, Shavuos is going to be amazing in yeshiva. There's an idea of guys are going to be learning without batala, without wasting time. It's going to be an amazing environment. The power of our Torah, Kol, and that represents Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. But at the same time, there's a Kol without a Vav. And that represents Tefillah, realizing being humble, using the shiftless. Because Tefillah, obviously you ask Hashem for things, right? Everyone runs into different situations. The first address is Hashem. Hashem wants to hear from us. But you take a step back and you say, Hashem, you know what that kol is? Without a vav. Why? That's Tefillah. And what is Shavuos about? David HaMelech. David HaMelech represents the Tefillah. So many of our Halukos, our Psukei Dezimras, have to do with David HaMelech. Because he, again, Torah, Moshe, HaKol with a vav, kol without, David, about Tefillah. And it's very interesting, very fascinating. I heard this from Rav Sholem Rosner, right? He gives amazing shiurim. And he said, beautiful, we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and he was Nifter on Zayin Adar. But if you do the math correctly, Moshe Rabbeinu was born 3 months early, right? That was the nace that they were looking to drown, the mitzvah were trying to drown, and he was born 3 months early. What should have been his birthday? Shavuos. His birthday should have been Shavuos. It should have been, right, Zion Sivan, Bavar Zion, Machlokes, what the day is, but it should have been Shavuos. Why is that? I heard a beautiful idea. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu would not nurse from a non-Jewish lady. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish lady. And they tried, and it just didn't work, and obviously they brought in the mother, and everything was great. But the Ramah brings down the halacha that someone should not nurse from a non-Jewish lady. Says the Ramah, why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not? Because Pe'al Peh, he spoke to Hashem. So that's Rabbi Kamenetsky, what do you mean? Pe'al Peh? Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem. Really? We're going to be Pe'al Peh? Medaber to Hashem? Says the great Rabbi Yaakov, yes. We all have the ability to go Pe'al Peh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we daven, and when we learn, and when we do Chesed L'Shem Shemayim, we have the ability to tap into spirituality. And that's what it's about. And that's why, again, we have milchiks, right? Why do we have milchiks? Why milk? So the famous reason, the Mishnah Brura says, the famous reason is because they got the Torah, and they needed to know the laws of Shechita. And since it's so intricate, you look in Chul and all the different details, right? I remember learning all the details of Shechita. My father also was asking me questions on Shechita. I'm like, Dad, I don't know, a long time ago, right? So, but all these different things of Shechita, there was a lot of details. This knife, and the different levels of when you pull it, and which part of the animal you shecht, and chatzi kana, the whole idea in Chulin. But it's a lot of details. So we have milchik, another idea. Why milchik? Why milk? So my father quoted a kolbo. And it says the following, Sefer Minhagim. Sorry, it says in Bamidbar, Chofkas Chavav, it says, Biyom HaBikurim Mincha Chadasha LaHashem B'Shaseichem. And if you look, Mincha Ches Lamid Beis Chalav. This idea of the Bikurim to Hashem. So we have Chalav, and also Moshe Rabbeinu. He wouldn't drink the non-Jewish milk. So therefore, another reason why Chalav. Why did the Torah, is it Kof Aleim Har Kigigis? Or was it Nasev and Ishma? Says the great Achronim. Says the Gur Aryeh. He says different Achronim. The Maral. That really Klal Yisrael. It's Medrash Nachuma. They also, that Klal Yisrael accepted Nasev and Ishma. Torah Shebech Sav. And we all know Torah Shebech Sav, not easy. But again, you read it. You get the words. You try to get it. Tanakh. Shout out for Tanakh. Finish Tanakh, right? Read through it. Know the stories. How many of us have finished Tanakh? Go through it. And again, my father-in-law is like one of the, I actually once gave him the pin test. He could quote every single pasuk in Tanakh. He gives Tanakh. He's been giving Tanakh in YU many, many years. He knows every single pasuk in the Mefarshim and Tanakh. Give him a shout out. Unbelievable, right? But go through Tanakh, Torah Shebichsav, right? And it's a little easier. You know what's hard? Torah Shebaalpeh. You know what Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis is? Hashem says, you better learn Torah Shebaalpeh. It's hard. And we experienced our Shana Aleph. And it was ups and it was downs. And the Gemara is not easy. It's not easy for anyone. It's a process. It takes time. If you think it doesn't, right? That guy that comes to me in the beginning of the year is like, I want to be able to read every single Gemara. I'm like, whoa, I'm still trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? I've been learning a couple of years. Like, whoa, that's crazy. It's a process. It takes time. Gemara is not easy. But when you put yourself into the Gemara, right? A shmuis, you're going to throw yourself into the Gemara. And you're going to get it. You're going to chazer, right? You're going to chazer sukkah, right? Gabby Rothenberg and Jonathan Sherman, they're making a siyum on sukkah. You're going to throw into it 56 staff. You're going to throw yourself into it. And so many of us, learning Makis, learning Kedushin, learning the Daf Yomi, right? Benny Hershkowitz and Asher Lieberman, so many people learning. I'm trying to do the Daf Yomi. I'm like, whatever. Couple daf behind, but you gotta try. So this idea that Torah Shebaalpeh is hard, and Hashem says, but I love you so much, just tap in. Tap in. So this is what Shavuos is about. I don't even need to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because our DNA, if anyone wants to be Matzliach in life, you could be working 9 to 7, whatever your hours are, but if you make Koveya Itim and you make it part of your life, there's nothing greater than that. Right, one of my uncles, Rav Josh Raps, every single night is Koveya Itim. He's working so hard. Every night he's at Chabrutzas for years. They learn on Zoom and everything. I think even before Zoom, everyone knew, right? Corona was Zoom. Again, Koveya Itim. Every day, get a Chabrutza. Take something upon yourself, because there's nothing greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Shemoso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think these are the answers. Eish represents confidence. We could do whatever we want as long as we set our minds to it. Don't tell yourself you can't do it. You won't accomplish if you don't try. Mayim represents humility. Realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. And when you become successful, which we all will, you realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? What's the connection between a sota and the Nazir decided to take action. He saw something off. He saw something bad. A woman did very bad things. But nevertheless, he decided, I'm going to take it upon myself. Action. And why is it Chag HaShavuos, the Torah? Why is it Nasa V'Nishma? Was it forced? Was it not? Torah Shebichsav might have been easier, but Torah Shebaalpeh, Hashem says, it might be hard. But I'm going to force you, but I'm telling you, at the end of the day, it's going to be so awesome. And Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it's not in the Torah, because it's our prerequisite to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let this be an amazing, amazing Shavuos. Let this start in America, Bamidbar, in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Naso, right? Eretz Yisrael is a week ahead. It's going to be going on for a little while. But this idea of Shavuos, that the more a person works on his Torah, and again, it's hard. It's hard to sit. It's hard to focus. But if a person davens, reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uses that kol, the kol with the vav, the kol without a vav, so then a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be so proud of us. And we have to realize, Hashem loves us. We have to love Hashem. As the Kotzker always says, where is Hashem? Wherever you bring him in. We have to realize that we have the ability to tap into greatness. Don't settle. Go for it. As Hashem, everyone should have an amazing Shavuos, should accept the Torah, be Ava, be Yira, realizing that we have this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all Hashem wants from us is our lave. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos, and amazing, amazing Shavuos.